Good morning, Eamon.
Good morning, Eamon.
Yes, Eamon, how do you read it?
You're old enough, Frank, to remember the term gubu. It was a term in the public domain by Conor Cruz O'Brien, the late Conor Cruz O'Brien, during Charles J. Hawley's era, where, arising out of a great controversy involving the Attorney General of the day and a man who was sought arising out of a very, very serious interest down the country. But the term grotesque, unbelievable, bizarre and unprecedented became known as gubu. Well, there's a touch of the gubu here, given what has happened, the extraordinary nature of this. But in summary, listening to Sammy Wilson, it's quite evident the Democratic Unionist Party has no plans whatsoever to topple the apple cart. A senior Democratic Unionist person told me last week, before any of this broke, Sinn Féin have nowhere to go and we have nowhere to go. So we have to stick together. So Sammy Wilson is making it very clear. He's alleging that it's a forced relationship or forced marriage, but there's no choice. So there's no evidence that the Democratic Unionist Party has any intention of bringing the House down on this. Now, it still has some distance to go. Mark McGuinness has very definitively put himself on the line, saying he's satisfied after consultation that it was not part of a Sinn Féin conspiracy. Should any evidence to the contrary emerge, it would be very difficult for Martin McGuinness, a person at that level, a person whom a lot of people in unionism and nationalism looks for integrity and leadership, a man who's deemed within broadly within the unionist community as being made has been involved in making efforts to reach out to the unionist community. That's how he would be perceived. So should his words prove untrue, that would be problematical.
Okay, so Martin McGuinness may not have known anything about it and certainly says that he didn't. What about if other members of Sinn Féin, apart from the two who've been named, what about if they were in on it? Does that lead to a significant and worrying rift within Sinn Féin for their future?
No, hold on. Martin McGuinness went further. We've got to be very, very specific here. He said after his investigations and consulting all the relevant people, he is satisfied that others were not involved. Now, he is speaking for the totality of Sinn Féin in saying what he has said. So,
unfortunately, Eamon, your line seems to have gone down. I'll just check to see if it's clear again. We've got Eamon back on the line. Eamon, you were making the point that Martin McGuinness reckons he believes that no one else in Sinn Féin was involved. What if he's proven to be wrong?
I think then there is a real problem. There is a serious problem at that point in time. Now, there's no point in predicting that the system will collapse or anything like that. I've nothing to suggest that. But it would be an acute embarrassment because when McGuinness speaks, people listen to him and they would expect what he says to be accurate. So should it emerge that there are other people in this chain, then it would be problematic, no doubt about it. And I think then you would hear Arlene. Arlene has been quite restrained on this, and I think that's quite significant. You have other people out there, Peter Weir and Sammy Wilson, and Sammy doesn't have any remit now at Parliament Buildings. So it's just interesting that other people are speaking, and their tone is quite interesting. It's not what we would have expected, the tone emanating from the Democratic Unionists. But remember too, Frank, journalists know an awful lot which has not yet come out. There are loads of other stones at Parliament Buildings which have not been lifted. And every politician in that building should be very, very careful what they're saying. And let he without sin cast stones. There are a lot of stones unturned in Parliament Buildings. This whole NAMA saga has a long, long way to go.
Eamon, you unearthed many's a story in your own journalistic career. Alison Morris got this one for the Irish News. How do you get a story like that? When people say leak, is there something out there in the great iCloud that allows private Twitter messages to be read?
Very good question, Frank. You know, I was reflecting today. One of the biggest stories I ever broke was the back channel, the secret talks between Sinn Féin and the government, between the IRA and the government. Now, I'm sure loads of people drew conclusions Who leaked that to him? Who gave him that? Well, do you know that this is a factual situation? There was a particular person in a quasi-public role in Northern Ireland. I didn't ever get on well with him. I didn't particularly like him. He definitely didn't like me. I listened to him on the radio over a number of interviews, in the course of a number of interviews, and I said there's something going on. The tone of this person's contribution has completely changed. I lifted the phone when that person came off the air, and I said, sir, I have been listening to you very, very carefully for some time. You know and I know we don't have a good relationship. He said, why don't you come and see me, Eamon? I spent 4 hours with him, and that was the start of my journey to discover that the government was secretly talking to the IRA and Sinn Féin back that time. So people think that there are great conspiracies out there. It was my intuition. This guy was saying something. I thought there was something in what he was saying. I pursued it, and I broke probably one of the biggest stories of my career, the back channel, the secret talks, which resulted in Patrick Mayhew tendering his resignation to John Major. And the man who saved him was John Hume, who went to the Prime Minister at the time and to John Smith and said, I don't want Mayhew tossed out. The peace process is bigger than that. So conspiracies, there are conspiracies. Yes, deliberate leaks there are, but you cannot always conclude that everything is as it seems.
So it's down to the point that it's just excellent journalism, and I'm sure that's part of it. But
it would be great. I hope it is.
But at the end of the day, Alison Morris did get access to the private Twitter conversation, and it makes all of us think that, well, if someone doesn't actually give it to her, then the private conversations we're having online, good journalists can get access.
That's potentially what's going on. I heard an expert talking about this morning. Now, given my lack of technology and capacity when it comes to technology, everybody's safe. I don't know about you, Frank, but everybody's safe as far as I'm concerned. But it's been an amazing story, huge story. And if it was so conspiratorial, to break it in the middle of August would not be the best time. If there was something very conspiratorial going on, and if you realize that the Assembly doesn't return, I think it's the second week in September, and these stories have a lifespan, and then they lose the kick. Look at all the NAMA stuff, and I have to say, I want to say this again, Frank. Out of all my investigations, I've said this several times in your program, nothing that I ever unearthed or lift any stone I lifted did not at any point ever incriminate Peter Robertson in any manifestation, despite all the allegations that were levelled against him. I have to say, despite my research, I didn't uncover one shred of evidence of any irregularities when it came to NAMA involving Peter Robertson.
Yeah, and it should be repeated what we said earlier. The accusations against Mr. Robinson that we've been reminded of as a result of this story have always been strongly denied. Just one other thing about what's out in the ether. If you are sending private messages on Twitter and you freeze frame the private message, you screen grab it, it becomes like a photograph. We're going to talk to Wayne Denner, who's a social media expert, shortly on the programme. It then becomes a photograph, and photographs can appear practically anywhere, even on Facebook accounts. So these conversations could easily have got into the public domain when the main players weren't expecting them to.
Frank, you've lost me. You're way beyond my capacity when it comes to technology, you know. But it's just an extraordinary story. Bounced out of nowhere, and good luck to Alison Morris and those who got the story. I mean, you say it's certainly got the journalists back to work.